Andrew, good morning.
Hey, Tess, how's it going?
It's going really well. How are you?
I'm really good. It's good to see you again.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
And back talking books.
Oh, I'm so excited. What do we got?
Well, look, I've got a great book, but I thought I just wanted to start. I want to say a huge thank you to everyone who called up and, you know, logged on and supported us during the supporter drive. I mean, I get to say this to the people on Saturday, but so many more people listen during the week. So I want to say thank you to everyone. It's so great to know that in a time like when media seems constantly under attack, that people want to support and value grassroots journalism. And of course, you know, people can still support. It's not like you can only do it.
Yeah, we haven't locked it off.
2SER.com/support.
Yeah, big love to everybody who has already signed up. Yes, for sure.
Yeah, so thank you for giving me a platform to thank everyone.
But worries.
Now for the books.
I'm ready.
So I was horrified.
That's a good way to start.
When I realized... Oh, wait for it. I was horrified when I realized I've neglected to share with you one of my favorite books of the year.
Oh.
I know I say that a lot, but there is a lot of really quality literature coming out of Australia, and I'm predisposed to love it because I love good Australian writing. And Chrissy Neen is an author that I have loved for a while, and her novel Wintering is exactly the sort of dark, thoughtful, bizarre kind of tale that readers dream of finding and getting lost in.
Okay, Wintering.
Wintering, yeah. If you're a fan of Chrissy Neen, whose books include Holly White and the Incredible Sex Machine, and yeah, and the Stella Prize shortlisted An Uncertain Grace, then you know that you just cannot predict what kind of twists and turns Wintering might take. Chrissy Neen is a chameleon of a writer. She's constantly moving across styles and genres. In fact, I heard her speak about a month ago, and she confessed that when she was writing it, she thought Wintering was a horror story and was very surprised on reading it that it was nothing of the sort.
Okay, so when she was writing it, she was picturing that it would be a horror and then reading back on her own writing.
Yeah, so the other cool story that I learned about Wintering is she wrote Wintering kind of as a procrastination. She was literally procrastinating from writing another novel that she was supposed to be writing. So this is kind of, you know how we check Facebook for 5 minutes and then get back to work? Chrissy Neen wrote Wintering.
I wish my procrastination was that productive. I wish.
And there's not an emoji inside in this book. That's how solid it is. So Wintering transports the reader down toward the southernmost parts of Tasmania.
Okay.
And into the lives of Jessica and Matthew. They live a secluded life in an out-of-the-way cabin. Matthew's a local in town where they know, the sort of town, you know, where they know what you've had for breakfast before the coffee's even cold. While Jessica comes from Queensland, and she mostly keeps to herself as she completes a PhD on the light variation and circadian rhythms of glowworms.
Those were a lot of words. Glowworms. Okay.
It's a thing. So she works in these sort of caves and where there are glowworms and just magnificent sort of... You know, it's almost a cliche to say the stunning backdrop of Tasmania, but...
It's true, though.
It's also true. Clichés have basis in truth. So life goes on for the couple, as life tends to do. Until one evening, Matthew fails to return home. Jessica receives a call. The police have found his car and his phone abandoned on an isolated section of road.
Not good.
So this sets us off into the wilds of the forests of Tasmania and exploring the darkness that populates our world. Now, the first thing that strikes you as we follow Jessica into her grief and loss is that she's truly isolated. As she reaches out to police and explores the area that she's lived in for years, but never really visited, she meets locals who have been her neighbours. They seem to know her without her ever even recalling seeing them. The question arises as to how she could possibly have remained so alone, and it emerges that this might not have been entirely her own doing.
Oh, okay.
Through flashbacks and memories, Matthew emerges as kind of something of a gaslighter who has emotionally manipulated Jessica into this sort of total dependence.
And, you know, isolating from friends and that sort of stereotype.
It is... I'm going to go off script here for a second. It's actually amazing to watch how Chrissy Neen does this. This is a phenomenon that I'm going to say women have known about for a long, long time. And I think men have consciously, unconsciously done. But we're now, we have a label that people are using, and we're becoming more aware of how it impacts people in our lives, maybe ourselves. And so look, as the town, coming back to wintering, as the town comes to visit to pay respects to Jessica, Jessica's visited by a strange coven of women who believe they know Matthew's fate because they too have lost husbands and partners in the lonely wilderness. And they think that Matthew may still be out there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So it's, so when they found his car, it was never actually confirmed
no, Matthew.
Okay.
And then there's the strange half-glimpsed beast that Jessica feels may be stalking the cabin.
That took a left turn. Mm. Okay. Creepy.
Chrissy Neen. So she's done this, Chrissy's done this amazing thing where she's built up a way of exploring this psychological phenomenon. She's put it in an amazing setting and crafted a story that's got you guessing and wondering all along. So Wintering weaves these elements of genre and psychology together and to offer this sort of distinctly uncomfortable look into human relationships. We come to question the reality of what Jessica is experiencing as she herself wonders at this sort of strange hell she's fallen into. In this space, friends are suspect, and even those professing their help will manipulate to meet their ends. An underlying question of power, control, and manipulation permeates the novel. Jessica must move from isolation into a community with no references for who she can trust. It's unsettling, and it keeps the reader off balance, as they too must decide where to invest their loyalty. Like when you read a book, when you watch a movie, when you engage in a story, you need one person. Maybe it's a person you can relate to. Maybe it's a person you just know you can trust.
Yeah.
You want that hero type of character, and you know that the only person you can really trust is Jessica, and you're not sure that even she understands what she's seeing. Of course, this is also the reality, you know, of so many women have in their relationships, their workplaces, their daily lives. Neen provides us with an emotional Rorschach to explore and expose our own ability to empathize and to understand these twisted manipulations. And so in this, perhaps she achieved the horror story that she thought she was writing.
I was going to say, I can see how this was the original intention to be going down the path of a horror story because, you know, psychological sort of thrillery type situation, it sounds like.
I think when Chrissy said she thought she was writing a horror story, she was thinking very much in the traditional vein of horror. There's a lot that I've left unsaid here because Wintering is the sort of book that unfolds and I don't want to give spoilers. So there's a whole element that I've just completely left that I want the readers to discover. And I think that's where the horror really jumps in. But the sort of horror that Jessica goes through, and especially realizing what has been done to her, is in its own way equally horrific.
Sounds pretty terrifying, to be honest. Yep.
I know you're going to ask me about what comes next. I was actually going to tell people, though, if they want to discover more Wintering.
Oh, yes.
There's actually, and hear from the author, there is a conversation on the Final Draft Great Conversations podcast. So you can listen to Chrissy talking about her book wherever you listen to your podcasts or at 2SER.com.
Oh, I love it. We'll get all the links up if we're in the podcast as well. Do we know what's coming next?
Yeah. Okay. So I have got another fantastic book, another book in Tasmania. I am loving books in Tasmania. I didn't even think about the fact that I'm back-to-backing these. It is Katherine Johnson's Matryoshka.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a story of family.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Andrew.
Thanks, Tess.